الرحمن الرحيم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون It is the Sham al-Ghariban, as they say, which means that it is the eve of the lonely, eve of the wretched, eve of those who have lost everything. May Allah accept the azah, the mourning from each one of us. We've been crying, we've been mourning almost for most of the day today. But after all, the night has fallen, and when everything wraps up over here, we will go and rest at home. For Ahlul Bayt, that's not the scenario. It's not a time to rest for them, but it's a time, but it's another start of other afflictions, another start of further balas, further atrocities, further downpour of masa'ib from now on. Sayyid al-Shuhada, so long as he was alive, he was guidance. And again, when he is in Karbala, he is guidance. When he passes away, again he is guidance. And again, even today, after 1,370 years since his martyrdom, again the same thing is there. Yazid La'natullah alayh, when the heads were taken from Karbala to his palace, he invited, he hosted a grand function in his palace, and there all the dignitaries from the foreign lands were all invited to his palace. What was that? It was a happy occasion, a joyous occasion. He wants to inform everyone of his victory and what he has won and what he has done. Among those dignitaries that were invited is the ambassador of the Roman Empire then, and he is there. He says that, what is the reason, Yazid, that you have hosted this grand festival? What is the reason? Well, Yazid, he doesn't want to answer. And then they say that there was the head of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein placed in that vessel for everyone to see. And then he says that, what is that? Says, that is the reason why I have hosted this grand function. And that is because this Hussein has been killed, and I have invited you all to this grand function. And then this ambassador from the Roman Empire, he says that, who was he? Who was Hussein? They say he was one of those rebels. He says, okay, but who was he? Upon too many questions of this ambassador of the Roman Empire, Yazid says, why do you ask? He says, I am an ambassador here, and I am duty bound, that I have to inform the emperor in Rome of what is happening in your land. If I do attend a festival, a feast, a function, I have to inform them. So if they ask me, what do I say? Then he says, the function is, because Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet, was killed by Yazid. Now this Roman ambassador, he says that you killed the grandson of the Prophet, when the generation gap is just one person, and that is his daughter. He says, shame on you, Yazid. And that says that I am a noble person in Rome. Between me and Prophet Dawood, there are 70 generations. And even today, when I walk in the streets of Rome, they pick up the sand of my feet as honor of respect. And you kill someone where the generation gap is just one? And Yazid, saw that this person is going to make the whole function a mess, he says, either you shut up or I behead you, or I'll kill you. And then he says that, what do you say, Yazid? I've already seen that. This morning I had a dream and I saw the Prophet of Islam in my dream. I wondered, I said to myself, that why has the Prophet of Islam come to my dream when I'm not Muslim, whence I'm a Christian? So that was the reason. You want me to be killed? He says, all right, I will give away my life. Allow me to kiss this head once. He kisses the head, picks it up, embraces, and then embraces Islam, and then says, I admit, I embrace Islam, this religion of your grandfather, and there he gives away his life. Sayyid al-Shuhada was a guidance throughout. Right from the day one until he passes away, and then onwards again till today. There is no one who has not benefited from him. There's this report which is amazing, which says that Safinatul Hussein Asra'u wa Awsa. That this ship, Ark of Hussein, is vast and it's fast. Whosoever, whatsoever he wants, get onto this ship, you will find your destination. Why? Hussein is the destination. He came to that destination quicker than anyone else. He will get everyone to that destination quicker than anyone else. On a night like tonight, which is the eve of the day of Ashura, Zainab, this messenger of Karbala, when everything has completed, has finished, has perished, all the tents have burnt down, these children who were all dehydrated, who had suffered a horror, a day of terror, being terrorized by all those mala'een, she just sat down and is restless, exhausted. The children, they have all been put to sleep. She says that, I just sat down to have a little rest. What rest? And then she sees a horse gallop towards the battlefield. When she sees this horse gallop towards the battlefield, she rushes to the horse to say, please stop. These children, they have just gone to sleep. They have just rested now. Please don't bother them anymore. If there is anything, come tomorrow. If you want anything more to be looted, there is nothing but come tomorrow. There's nothing more to be left to be plundered. She comes by the horse, and then the person, the horseman, he turns his niqab up, and then he says, Zainab, you don't recognize me. She says, who's my father? Ali, is this the time to come? Once everything has collapsed, once everything has finished, there is no one left. From among the men, no one. Is this the time to come? She says that, father, where were you then when my brother was being beheaded? Father, where were you then when he had in his palm, in his fist, the blood of his infant? Where were you then when that spear was hitting to the neck of that infant? Father, where were you when everything was set in place? Father, when these girls, these infants, they were being looted, when their earrings were being snatched from their ears, where were you? The duties assigned to me was to look after the Imam of my time, which is Imam Sajjad. Father, when they set his tent ablaze, when they threw him from his bed, where were you? When that ill was so much restless, he could not protect himself, where were you? Is this the time to go? The balas that were seen by her, no one saw. As it was mentioned yesterday, that Jibreel, she comes to the Prophet, he comes to the Prophet and says that this girl who has been born will be seen, will be afflicted with the most of the balas, not just now, from now until she passes away. And this is something which she says. When the head of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is taken from town to town, again the same thing. She says, brother, I have been loyal to you all the time. From the day I was born, till I got wedded to my husband. Since then, till the day of tragedy of this Ashura, I have been loyal to you. But now when I raise this cry, when I raise this call you my brother, brother, where is that loyalty now? Is it me who's being disloyal to you, or you are being disloyal to me? Allah la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen wa sayya'lamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun qalabin yanqalibun. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept this azab from us biqabool and hasan. The tears that were shed for the love of Ahlul Bayt, for the sorrow and mourning of Abu Abdullah and Hussein and his pure household, may Allah make them an asset for us, for our graves and for our hereafter, and may they be a means of our shafa'at in the paradise. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala never separate us from Quran and Ahlul Bayt. May that be in this dunya, barzakh or qiyamah, even for a moment. May Allah jalla wa ala enlist our children among the best who ever existed. May Allah, by these tears that were shed sincerely for Ahlul Bayt, for their mourning, for their azar, as a reward, hasten the reappearance of our Master, our Hujjah, who is the true Sahib Azar of this great tragedy. May he enlist us among his true supporters and servants, and may he grant honor and dignity to Islam and Muslims in every corner of the world. Kuffar and Munafiqeen in every corner of the world, may he grant defamation to them. وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان ماتم حسين.
Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein.